Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. This is Extra Bits.
Extra Bits and...
We have a phone call to make this morning, I believe. That's our extra bit for today.
We do.
Yay!
We talked on the show today about, Pete, you were out all weekend with your family and everything was going swell and went hiking and no problems, but then came back and... Your daughter did a handstand in the lounge room and you heard a noise.
A snap. Or you heard a snap. Just heard a, just flat out, straight up snap, and then there was a scream. And I knew what had happened. Are you right?
What's I hate that.
Sorry.
What?
My hand was on the table and Kered touched my pinky with his finger and we had a moment and it was beautiful.
Was it electric?
You guys are gorgeous.
Literally. And he looked at me and I melted.
You smiled.
I'm blushing.
Something definitely happened then because Rami's phone all of a sudden had 4 bars of reception.
So sorry. I was trying to respectfully listen to you, Pete.
Your daughter heard a snap. Yep. And we took calls from the Mix Fam about the time you've heard a snap.
Yes.
We heard some gross footy stories, some gross gym stories. Basically, everything was like, don't do fitness
and
was what I heard.
Story.
But we didn't do bedroom antics story.
There was a caller that we received that we thought this is going to be perfect for the podcast. And so Sarah, we have decided to hold off to speak with because something might have happened in the bedroom.
Well, you remember, was it last week we talked about the dude who broke their penis?
Yeah,
we did. We did.
Yeah.
That was a snap.
Now, have you passed over the phone number instead of saying it out loud?
I do, Pete.
Kimber.
Because it wasn't
such a
bitch last week.
That was me being sensible.
That's so funny.
Checking.
That's so funny.
No, the way you said
well
it.
Well said.
I can read you.
Rami said someone's number
bitch
in this
bitch,
podcast.
I know you.
Now, Rami said someone's number in this podcast and he forgot to cut it out.
Yeah. Now
we won't make
fine.
That mistake this time.
Kered has given me the number, so I'm
Thank
just going to put it in.
I just want people to trust
us.
I'm dialing the number.
One of these days, I'm going to give one of your numbers out.
Okay. Mine's already been given out on the air.
No one texts you.
No, I got inundated. I'll tell you the story one day. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. It's
Hi, Sarah.
Pete, Matt and Kimber and producers Rami and Kered. How are you?
Hi, Sarah.
How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Very well, thank you, Sarah.
Sarah, thanks for calling the show earlier today. Sorry, but your story sounded so good that we went, oh, no, we want to spend some time on this on our podcast in Extra Bits. So we appreciate you taking our call again. How's your day going?
It's going great, thank you. I've got the day off today, so I'm just doing what I feel like.
Oh, awesome. Very jealous.
And speaking of doing what you feel like, that's what you can do on this podcast, by the way, Sarah. So you can tell us the story and just kind of in all its gory details.
Well,
we don't mind.
When we were pitching this phone topic, obviously people calling in, and I picked up the phone and had a chat with Sarah. And Sarah, you told me that something happened in the bedroom. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this story?
Well, me and my husband, he'd just gotten a new job. He's a crayfisherman. So he was a little bit excited that he was starting work the next day. So we went to bed and
fishing.
As things happened, things were moving along quite nicely. And he decided to step it up just a little bit. And then all of a sudden there was a snap and a crack and there went my ribcage.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my God.
Your rib. So you obviously felt that instantly, right?
He heard it and felt it as well.
Did you finish or did you?
Wait, I have so many questions.
I mean, I never knew CPR was foreplay.
So what was the position he had you in?
Oh my goodness.
Well, actually, it was just missionary. It was boring, but it was just getting a bit vigorous.
Is he a big fella?
Is he a big guy?
God, he's littler than me.
He's smaller than you.
But like a piston.
I mean, Sarah, what do you think? I mean, look, none of us here are doctors, but what do you think happened? Do you think that your ribs collided? Like, what creates that kind of impact?
I don't know. He just sort of rolled me a little bit to the side.
It was a twist.
Yeah, a little bit of a twist and a thrust and a snap.
Oh,
wow. Goodness.
All right. So you've obviously, did you scream? What happens when you break a rib? I mean, I've fractured ribs a bit like in a car accident, but.
Just get off me.
Yeah.
And I sort of rolled into a fetal position, but dealt with the pain, and then probably a week later I went and got x-rays. I thought maybe I'd cracked an old rib injury, and then found out that he'd fractured 6 new ribs and 3 old ones.
6 new ribs?
Nine in total on the right-hand side.
That's like the whole side of a rib cage.
So pretty much.
Sarah, well, these days when he's, pulling up his pots, shall we call it, do you ever go into that position again, or are you a bit nervous about the missionary position these days?
He did ask me the other night if my ribs were healed okay, and I said, yeah, we're all good now.
So do you go back in for round 3?
How long did it take you to recover from that injury? Because, Sarah, I know that sort of injury is something that they can do nothing for. It's not a break that you can wrap up or splinter, or anything like that. So you just have to live with it. Were you able to get around?
Well, it happened at the start of January, and I've only probably just gotten over it about 2 weeks ago fully.
Wow. Have you been able to go, do you work? What have you been able to do?
Yeah, well, I actually work at a firewood place. So I sling bags of firewood that are 15 kilos.
But
I actually went to work the next week because I needed the money and I didn't realize that I had 9 ribs.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you told anybody else this story, Sarah?
There's a few people that know about it.
That's great. This is a fun story.
So have you and your husband had sex since?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Rami just got a smile on his face. He just loves to see that people are having joy in it.
Yeah, at least you're happy.
How's the crayfishing going, Sarah?
Yeah, it's going pretty good, actually.
That's good.
Do you guys know Phil Bainbridge?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you know a guy called Phil Bainbridge up in Dongara? Runs a boat?
Oh, okay. I don't. Nick might, but I don't.
No, I'll cut that name.
Do you guys know John Mitsakoulis?
So random.
No, Phil Bainbridge is a real cray fisherman up in Dongara. So I just was on the off chance.
But it's a small place, you never know.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he does. He works out. He has worked out of Dongara.
Oh, there you go. Well, we're glad you're better, Sarah. That's for sure.
Sarah, thanks for sharing your story. That Weasley Muttley laugh in the background is Rami.
That's
when
Rami.
He loses it, he just loses it. But thanks for chatting with us, Sarah.
Shout out to Phil.
We're glad you're okay.
Yeah, no. All back to work now. All
good. On you, Sarah. Thanks
back
for
on the job.
To us.
Thank you
thanks
very
for
much.
Listening. On top from now on, Sarah.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Well, that's an eventful phone call.
Wow.
A lot going on there, isn't there?
Wow.
Oh, Rami really, familiarises himself. There's no gentle way. You having sex? Everything good?
Yeah.
All right. And what position were you in? Just straight to the point. If you were a doctor, you would be the kind of person I would not want to get results from.
Why?
Because I don't think you wouldn't ease anyone in. It wouldn't be like...
But I'm making you comfortable. I'm dancing around the question.
I don't mean, if you were giving results and you were just like...
I love the opportunity to stretch reality, but not even I can stretch reality that
God,
far.
Wow.
Hey, I could be a doctor.
Look, yeah.
It's a no.
Of course you could.
It's on today's fucking
you
podcast.
You
could
be from
anything
me.
You want to
and
be.
And it's a no from the medical board.
You little pigeons.
What else have we got on the podcast for today, guys?
Father-son haircut. A story about taking Ollie for a haircut.
I loved it. We did a bit of...
Pete's lost the will.
I'm out, guys. I tapped out.
One of my favourite lines ever on this show happened in that break.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Didn't come from you, though.
Oh, fuck. Of course it didn't.
It's the We Cut Kids.
We Cut
Kids.
Have you
seen it?
No. Cut Kids.
Next time I go to Coventry Village, I'll take a photo for you. The photo is hysterical because the kid looks like he's been cut. It is, you'll hear it in the podcast. But I spoke to Barramundi about the footy. Yeah. Apparently, you guys banged on about the footy today like it was coming up to the semi-finals.
It may as well be.
We're 2 games in.
Yeah, so?
It's getting out of control and it can't be like that the whole season.
It's serious business. It will be like that the whole season. I'll tell you what, at
0-2, they're going to need a little pump up.
Yeah, they are. Well said, sir. Thank you. Yes, little pump ups. You can head to mix.com.au and get your kids to leave Oscar Allen and Justin Longmore from the Fremantle Dockers.
Mic drop.
A message for little pump ups. Pump them up this week. Yeah. It's Derby week as well. Yeah. You're going to hear about this
one. Oh, you're going to hear this about this one a lot.
Channel 7's going to lead with it on the news every night. It's going to be great.
Is there a possibility we can just pull out the audio from previous Derbies and just play it back? So, do you think you're going to win? Do you think you want to win? Do you want the other team to lose? Yep.
Have you ever seen that great David Mitchell thing about soccer where he goes, this game will go down in history as having been played today?
Yes, exactly.
Do you know what's funny? Just while we're on this, I sometimes will tune into like a sports show or like the full-on analysis of a football game just to really try and understand what they're talking about, like how they could make a living out of this. And I still don't understand it.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because when they talk footy commentating and then when they talk shows that, like, if you listen to the radio stations that are just focused on footy, they're talking to people who already understand the game and care about it. It's not a 101 in football, so you'll never learn that way.
But how much more is there to discuss about a game or about a kick?
I'm with you, Rami.
I guess that's the joy of you know, jargon, whatever your hobby is.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people who do macrame who talk about the intricacies of different types of stitches and find that interesting.
Did you just weave my name into
macrame? Yeah. In this case, Rami, that's the thing about football.
That's the third reference to that today. Thank you very much.
It's also just a way that men communicate. I've got a lot of men in my life who don't like sport and they do feel obligated to talk about football because when you go to a barbecue or you meet someone in the street or you're stuck in a lift,
I love this.
Everyone thinks it's the thing that blokes understand about each other, and so you have to go, who's your team?
Yeah.
And they don't like it. I'm just saying that if you are that guy, don't worry, you can talk about your feelings.
Yeah. Now, my favourite thing to do is when I meet a blokey guy and at like any event, he goes, oh, what team you barrack for? And I'm like, I don't like football. And I just love watching his heart crumble.
Yeah, because now he doesn't know how to communicate with you.
And then I meet him in the toilets and we go for it.
Terrible man.
Oh, shit.
I know what team you barrack for.
Also on the podcast today, Matt did a great sketch about Finland because they're super happy.
Thank you, Kimber. I didn't see it so much as a sketch as a sort of in-depth investigation.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yana. Oh, it's not Yana Vent, really, is it?
Yana Vent.
Not even Tracy Grimshaw anymore. Is it bloody what's her face?
Alison Langdon. Alison Langdon. Langdon.
They just keep putting in front of battlers
to
show what a great, great Aussie she is.
Enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy the podcast.
See you guys. Bye.
The 2023 World Happiness Report has come out, and for the for the third time, Australia has come 12th. Which isn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're holding, but not improving.
Over 150 countries tested, but that's not bad. But coming out on top, the happiest country in the world for the sixth year in the row is Finland. Now, of course, the Finnish people are human beings. They have their worries, i.e. they've got neighbours that happen to be I wouldn't mind invading today, Russians. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the happiest people on earth, they are happy because they're very philosophical.
Tonight on Serious Stories, Helsinki Style, the Russians on our border. Should we be worried? We talk to local Finnish man Timo Pukki and his wife Jeskelainen. Timo, are you worried about the Russians on the border?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, but then I think, well, Jeskelainen and I might just go for a ski, get some air, fresh air in our lungs and go and have a sauna, and all of a sudden I don't really care about the Russians.
Now, in Australia, we love to complain about some of the public services that we can no longer afford and aren't working anymore, like, I don't know, hospitals. But it turns out if you pay more tax, like the Finnish do, then you can pay for all that stuff.
Oh.
It's really weird. So, and they understand that.
Hello, welcome to Helsinki McDonald's. What's your order, please?
McHappy Meal, please.
You have to be more specific. Every meal here at Helsinki McDonald's is a happy meal.
Of course. Can I have a cheeseburger and some fries, please? And can I just say how nice it is to be served by such a happy person?
Well, here at Helsinki McDonald's, even flipping burgers, I earn enough to have an okay life. And what with the free healthcare and education, I can live a dignified existence.
Oh, that's great. You know, I'm a doctor and I get taxed up the wazoo. But knowing that it gives you a dignified life and makes us all really happy, it makes me happy.
Okay, have a nice day. Drive to, please.
But they sound so happy.
But don't they? And of course, Finnish people have their ups and downs. Of course they do. They understand that. But as Jari Litmanen, who's known as the Finnish Lewis Capaldi, sings, you just got to see life in perspective.
And so we broke up and I was really sad. But I'm from Finland, so things aren't really bad. I went out hiking out there in the snow. Being from Finland's like you've already won the lotto.
So, there you go. I hope you've learned something about the happiest country on earth, Finland.
You do sound very happy.
Thank you. I see we put a few of those into practice. We go from 12th straight up.
Let's climb that ladder, Australia.
100%.
Barra knows the power of sport, and at PNN Bank, discover the power of and.
Sport can be good on a Saturday. It can be great on a Sunday. But it's bloody awesome on a Barra Monday.
So the West Coast Seagulls get their first win in quite some time, Barra, and the Fremantle Dockers, a tough start to the season. Good morning, mate.
Yes.
Oh, hang on. There you go. Sorry. Yes. Oh, no. Hang on. There you go. Sorry.
Give him a mic.
Number two, my friend.
You're on.
Yeah, I don't think he wants me to talk about the Eagles, but yesterday it was quite remarkable. 45,000 people there, and there would have been bugger all Giants fans, so it was basically a one-sided crowd, and everyone was up and about, very happy, walking out, going to the buses. They'd be very happy today. And they'd be enjoying the fact that they hadn't won in 9 games at home. Can you imagine that? It was like a club record that they were heading for.
Oh, that's not the kind of record you're after.
No, exactly. But the terrible for the Dockers fans, though, because, you know, a double whammy, isn't it? Not only did they lose one when really they almost snuck home at the end, but then the Eagles the next day win at the same venue.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you straight up, as a proud and passionate and long-suffering purple bloke.
Now you
it
must,
was rough.
You must have been on the boundary. So what happened, Kimber, right at the end of the game, one of the North Melbourne guys booted the ball away, and it was obviously a deliberate out-of-bounds. So if you kick it out-of-bounds deliberately, it's a free kick.
Yeah, you'll be surprised to know I was across it, Barra, but also what I found interesting was that none of the coaches knew the rule. Afterwards, they were like, oh, guys, do you reckon it was out? Well, it's my understanding that meant that we could have got a free kick, but I don't know. Don't quote me on it. I was like, why don't people know the rules? We've been playing football forever.
Well, the commentators don't, that's for sure. This is what Justin Longmuir said about that.
If we had got a shot on goal, we had a drawn or won it, like, I'm not 100% sure on the rules. You know what, like, I trust the umpire, I got it right.
You were right, Kimber.
The other bloke said the same thing as well, and I was like, I feel like you guys should be across this before you go out on the field.
What's funny is that, like, the other bloke, Alistair Clarkson, who, by the way, flying for the ruse.
And on the boundary.
One of them saying it with a sour look, and the other one saying it with a happy look, and he's stoked. Yeah. He's so stoked.
The thing is that it was a free kick, but the siren went, and they weren't sure. Did the ball go out of bounds before the siren or after the siren?
It's very close.
They're so stiff, the Dockers.
And
so
the AFL has come out and they've clarified since then. So, you know, they've put the cue in the rack on that one. But, you know, I, as a Dockers fan, and everybody else would be thinking the exact same thing, you're in that position anyway. You don't want to be losing by a point and having to, you know, go back to slot it after the siren to win the game. You just want to be winning the game.
Or to just kick a point to tie the game.
Right.
Who would it have been on? Because I always think about the pressure of who would have had to have done that kick.
Yeah, it was Walters, Pierce or Hughes. Now, I don't know if any of them are big kicks from 50, so maybe they might have made the distance. That would have been a horrible anti-climax as well.
Mm.
But the big thing is it's a derby this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
Let's go.
The Dockers people are so worried, aren't they, Pete?
Oh, worried or really enthusiastic and hungry? Oh,
please, no.
We're really worried. No, but it sets up an incredible story, doesn't it? You know, like, nobody expected Fremantle to be 0-2 to start the season. And I don't think anybody expected the West Coast Eagles to belt GWS the way that they did over the weekend. So it's a stunning derby. And it's a Fremantle home game as well. So Fremantle have to come out firing this weekend.
If you're 0-3, you don't make the finals, apparently.
Don't say that, Barra.
No, don't, mate, we've got about a million games left this season. Don't worry. You'll still make it.
Oh, I love you, Kim.
All I can say
positive.
is that there's a fair chance next Monday I will not have a voice. If my voice is going anywhere the way it is this morning, good luck.
Oh, do
you
your
might
best.
Have to come in, mate. You might have to sit in the big chair.
Do your best, great man.
PNN See Bank, you guys. That's the power of Ann. Thank you, Adrian Barrett. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Now, I heard the snap, and I'm not talking about snap your fingers.
It's not a bend and snap.
No, it's not a bend and snap. It's not snap the card game. It's not even Rosalind's snap.
Where are
you? It's the broken bone snap.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that no. sound, when it's like a broken bone, it kind of echoes.
Yeah, it does.
So it goes a much, the noise travels much further yeah. than you would expect.
Yeah. And when you hear a snap followed by an ear-piercing, blood-curdling scream.
Oh, God.
You know something has happened.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm always, whenever you say that, now I'm getting flashbacks to like when you've watched basketball games and yeah. then they zoom in on the landing and there's a bone sticking out of someone's
and,
leg.
And thank God for like Twitter where you get to watch it over and over and Yuck. Over again these days. And it was in our household, and what a way to wrap up a wonderful weekend. We had a stunning weekend, you know, spent all Sunday going through Whistlepipe Gully out there in Forest Field as a family trekking.
That looked beautiful.
It was amazing. And, you know, doing things like having to climb up over rocks and jump through creeks and slip down rocks and over, you know, all sorts of stuff, right? And perfectly fine. And then get home. And what did my eldest daughter Mila in was a handstand. And we were in the front room and she's going, Dad, Mum, watch me do this. So here comes a handstand and she goes up. And then she loses it a little bit and comes over and we heard the snap.
Oh,
we heard it.
Oh,
I can't even begin to tell you, right?
You don't what even know what felt part like. Snapped?
No. And it just, we heard the snap and then she immediately started screaming. And I looked at Liz and Liz looked at me and she goes, "Do you hear that?" I said, "I heard that. I heard the snap." She goes, "I heard the snap too." And we run over and then, yeah, it's a trip to emergency to go and check it out. Thankfully, all is okay. But
what snapped?
I think it might have been, it was the finger there, but thankfully it's not a broken bone. But yeah, just that snap.
But it could have been her arm or elbow.
But you know when it's happened because it's audible. And that's when you know it's really happened as well. I heard the snap. I want to hear about your broken bone injuries this morning, okay?
These are the kind of stories I don't want to hear, but I can't wait to hear. Wayne in Byford, how are you, bud?
Mate, game of footy. Of course, we're going to get a game of footy call. For
Tell us about your snap.
Well, yeah, I'm in my late 30s and I thought I'd just come out of retirement. And first couple of minutes into the game, I've gone to a contest and laid a tackle. And unfortunately, one of my teammates come across me and taken out my leg and I heard a snap. And I've done my knee 3 times in the past and everyone thought I did my knee, but yeah, actually broke my leg in 2 places just below the knee.
Oh, God, Wayne. How long did that idea of coming out of retirement last?
Didn't last very long. So, yeah, I got carried off and, you know, I'm a pretty big bloke. So it took about 6 blokes to carry me off and I was sitting on the bench and, just sitting there with my head, you know, down. And my partner said, "Oh, what, you've done your knee again?" I said, "No, my leg's broken." And she said, yeah, right. You'd be in more pain than that. And I said, "Well, come stand behind me." She stood behind me and my leg was just off center.
Oh, Wayne. Oh, he's a strong boy. Strong boy is Wayne. Janelle in Canning Vale, what happened? You heard the snap while you were bike riding.
No, so it was actually my teenage son doing downhill bike riding and he snapped his humerus completely in half, almost through the skin.
Oh! How far away were you, Janelle? Did you witness it?
I was in Perth. He was in Bridgetown or near Bridgetown, so I was miles away, but the guy behind him definitely heard it. 2 green whistles and an ambulance ride later.
Where do they take you if you snap your leg in Bridgetown?
The closest hospital. So he actually went to Bridgetown Hospital and then had to get reassessed in Perth when he made it back to Perth.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
But the classic is he didn't let it heal properly and he's re-broken it. So 6 months he's been in a splint for.
Gee, that's a long time.
Janelle.
Wow. Yuck.
Keep him off the bikes for a little while, Janelle. Nicole in Tapping, good morning. Heard the snap. Is this you? Is this someone you know?
This was my 7-year-old daughter.
Mm. Oh, no. What happened?
So she was a gymnast, and so we were at a gymnastics fun night.
I hate that you've already started with was. I mean, that doesn't sound like a great story, but yep.
So it was a fun night. The kids were all running around, and she was only 7, but her sister was a more senior gymnast, and she was dying to do some of the skills of her older sister. So she was doing a side aerial on the gymnastics floor, and she did it. So that's a cartwheel without hands, basically. So she did it, and she was so happy, and she screamed, "Mom, Mom, I did it, I did it." And then she called her sister over, "Jana, Jana, let have a look." So she did it, and she did another one, and it was perfect. So Jana came running up and said, "Mom, let me have your phone, let me video it." So she grabbed my phone, went down, and so my little one goes running across the floor, goes to do the side aerial, doesn't quite get it right, puts her arm down, and snap.
And you've got it all on video, Nicole.
And I've got it all on video, so I could take it to the doctor, and when he said, "What happened?" And I could say, "Well, yeah, is what happened."
Check my Instagram. Have a look at the stories. Exactly. Oh, Nicole, ouch.
How long was she out for, Nicole?
She was out altogether for 3 months.
It's so funny with the kids, isn't it, Nicole? Because it's always the one extra. Like, there's no such thing as, "I'm just going to do this one, Mum. I'm just going to do this one, Dad," and that's it. Yeah. It's, "I'm going to do this one." And then, no, that wasn't it. "I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do another one."
Much like adults with just one more drink. Just one too many. One too many.
All of those callers, by the way, our callers this morning, getting this story off to the best start. Mobile quality fuel at 7-Eleven. Everyone winning $100 to spend on mobile fuel at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, nice.
We had another story come through. Now, we haven't taken them live to air. It's Sarah from Two Rocks. Heard a snap while they were having special cuddles, we'll say.
Yeah, right.
If you tune into the podcast, the P-Mat and Kipper podcast. Yes, we are. We're going
to
give her a call. How can we let this story snap?
Oh, I love
How can
the
we let it go?
I spent the big weekend watching the MAFS finale.
Oh, and how did that go?
Do you know, a bit disappointing. It's
Why?
Over two nights, so there's still another night tonight. But it's a bit of a letdown because, let's face it, the only one we really cared about was Bronte and Harrison, and they already had a big fallout and didn't turn up to the commitment.
Hear me and actually listen and read the freaking room. Read the room.
Yeah. Do you want to go to the next question or are you done?
I'm done with you. I'm done with this man. We're done. We're over. And I honestly don't want to see you again.
She said that 12 times throughout the season and kept coming back. So everyone was secretly expecting him to still turn up to the commitment ceremony and get married. But thank God she did not come back. Bronte, we know you live in Perth. Run. Don't ever contact him again. And if anyone is in a relationship like that, get out.
Get out.
Get out. They're the worst. Now, so Melinda and Leighton got married last night. This is the final commitment. So it's just, are you going to go and continue this relationship outside of the experiment? And Melinda and Leighton had a fiery relationship the whole time. And Leighton said, "Our relationship is hard and us being together is a major risk." And Mel said, "I will never, ever let anyone hurt me again." So, of course, they stayed together. I roll.
You can see it coming from a mile away, can't you?
Jeez. And then it's time for Duncan and Alyssa to commit. Now, Duncan, the only guy on MAFS who seemed decent, actually had really good communication techniques and was a really sweet guy. I'm not even sure why he was on there, to be honest.
Because his name's Duncan.
Yeah, you know.
That's why. That's the issue. His name's Duncan. When you think of Duncan, I know I've known many Duncans over my life. When you think of the name Duncan, you think big, thick flip-flops. A beer in one hand and a fishing rod in the other.
Except he's hot, and that's not the case. But if you're a Duncan and you'd like to defend yourself against Pete, you can text us on our text line. You want to press that button so people know it?
0-4-800 Duncan! 21-945.
But look, so Duncan was sadly matched with Alyssa, who has more emotional outbursts in a day than I would cram into about 5 years. Mm. But Alyssa cannot imagine life without Duncan. So she confesses her love and commitment by kind of telling him off.
When it's just the two of us, it's easy and magic. You can make me feel like I'm on top of the world. Our connection from that first moment really means something. And I can't imagine my life without you. I want to help you dig deep into that big heart of yours and feel what my soul is feeling for you.
How'd that go?
Well, it went amazingly because Duncan responded with this.
Maybe it's our personalities. Maybe it's our differing mindsets. But either way, the gap seems too big to bridge. So I have to say goodbye.
Well done, Duncan.
Well played, Duncan.
Well, Duncan.
So tonight, Tani and Ollie, Evelyn and Rupert, Lyndall and Cam.
Yep.
I don't have high hopes.
Not at all for any of them?
I don't know if anyone, like some of these relationships were just no one really cared about the outcome, I think, was the issue. Yeah. So unless there's a bombshell tonight, like if Ollie walks out on Tani.
Well, there'd have to be a bombshell, wouldn't you? Because you'd expect that like on night one is when we sort of get through all of the filler. And then night two is the stuff where we've been waiting and they've been going, you've got to see this, you've got to see this.
Yeah. And we're all hoping Lyndall leaves Cam. So we'll see how it works out. But we'll stick it around. Hopefully it's, you know, the epic ending that they're looking for.
In happy news, Duncan's on the market, ladies. Let's go.
Oh, no Duncan's of Texas. That's because there's no Duncan.
Because Duncan's me mates. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Ollie and I had a father-son haircut on Friday.
Did you? I didn't notice. Normally I'm quite good and observant at these things, but I can't tell a difference.
Yeah, because my hair didn't get cut.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it works. You go with a two-year-old to go and get a father-son haircut. Your hair doesn't get cut because you spend the entire time trying to get his sorted out.
Do you put him in one of those cars or one of those cute little kid things where they try to make it feel better?
No, he had to sit on my lap.
Oh.
And, you know, I thought we were going so well on our way out to Livingston, which is where we went and got the haircut done. And we got in the car and the vibe was up. We were playing Bluey in the car just to sort of keep the smile on his face and keep the energy going. And we get there and we walk through the front door. Now, this is the point where I'm quite convinced now that it's a sixth sense for kids that they're going to get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment my weight shifted towards the hairdresser, Ollie lost it.
Oh.
Like, that was it. We were walking straight. We're walking like this. We're through the front doors, and I've gone a touch to this way, and he's just gone, ah, and just started. He's lost it.
Oh, no. How do they know that it's a thing?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Sixth sense. So we walk in. He's like a spider monkey. He's climbed up half my head,
mm-hmm.
and by the time we actually get through the doors of the barbershop, he's all the way past, and I've now got him fireman's carry out the back. I've said to the guys, sorry, can you just save us a chair at some point? We're going to come back. Now, he's trying at this point, a two-year-old, every single thing that he possibly can to not get a haircut. He's gone, we've gone outside, I've gone, where do you want to go? He's pointing at the lotto kiosk. He's never been to a lotto kiosk before. He doesn't know what a lotto kiosk is for. So
but
we
he
walk
wants
up,
to go there.
He wants to go there. So we walk up there, and your mind does stupid things, doesn't it? So I go, oh, look, mate, here, look, have a look at this. And I picked up one of the slick picks, and I said, do you want to get a slick pick? He's like, yeah. And so we got a slick pick 18. And so I'm starting to think maybe this is the universe saying to us, we're going to win lotto this weekend.
Yeah.
And this is how it's going to happen.
Be a cool story.
Yep. Not a cool story because it didn't happen.
Oh.
And then we finished that. We've gone back to the hairdresser. He's still not quite right. So we've had to walk up to the other end of the center because I thought, you know what we'll do? I'll get you a pop top. I'll get you a little pop top juice and then that will sort you out and you should be fine. So he's got his pop top juice. We head back to the hairdresser. We sit down in the chair. He's okay. Until the clippers start. Now, he's sitting on my lap at this point in time. It's like he melted into me for the next 15 minutes.
Aww.
He's climbing all over my place. Now, I got to say hello and a big shout out to Jackson who cut his hair because this kid was moving all over the place, all over me, all over the barbershop, everything. And Jackson's chasing him around with these
God.
Clippers. I've got him. It's fine. He's all good.
You could also consider, you know, I'm sure Jackson did a good job, but there's also at the Coventry Markets in Morley, the place where they do haircuts for men, women and children. But unfortunately, the way the sign is written and the photos, it says, we cut kids.
Oh, really?
And there's a photo of a kid grimacing. And
what I'm really impressed by is that he didn't get cut throughout this entire thing.
Oh.
By the end of it, his hair looked like he'd fallen into a lawnmower and he didn't get cut. Spend the entire time screaming. The best part is he gets his lollipop at the end, costs us $10. And he goes, thank you. Bye, mate. Like nothing happened. Like nothing happened.
Sweet manners.
And this is why I'm riddled with anxiety.
Do you want me to cut your hair? Come here.
No, it's fine. You stay there.
Stop mate. Wriggling. Pete, Matt, and Kimber. Mix 94.5.